Isn't the Lord good? Praise God, it's good to be in the Lord's house today. I'd rather be here than the best hospital in the state, hadn't you? And I'll tell you, I've worked the prison ministries. I don't know no prison I'd like to be in tonight. Glory to God. And talking of prisons, this just came up. I worked for season in the latest prison in Raleigh, and I used to look at some of those young women and think, what possessed you to do whatever you did to be in a place like this? Glory to God. I like to encourage you, my brother. Years back when I used to pray a lot for people, and I'd ask them, I said, do you believe tonight that God has healed you, or God has honored your prayers? And if they told me that is, I would tell them, what I want you to do is anchor it down right here. Because when you get back out there, the devil's going to try to make you doubt your healing. He's going to try to make you doubt that God honored the prayers of the people and you did not receive it. So I encourage the people that I prayed for, you anchor it down. So when the devil says you didn't get healed, you can tell him right there, God worked a miracle. Glory to God. And I'm glad he's still in a miracle working business. I'm going to preach a little different tonight. Normally I have a great long outline and I don't have one. Glory to God, I told Judy going out the door, I've jotted a few little things down, and I says, I don't have an outline. So when you have an outline, you have a beginning, you have things all in the middle, and you try to bring it to an end. So I don't have one, and I have a tendency sometimes, I hardly ever preach this way anymore, to get too long. So if I do, you tell me. I remember one time years ago when I was preaching, I said, I don't know how long I've been preaching. And my mother was still living then. She said, an hour and a half. And I kept right on preaching. Glory to God. I sort of like what the brother said, that Brother Green said. You know, he could preach as long as he wanted to, but you're leaving at 7. Glory to God. That's like I shared with you, I think, my brother used to have a church down in Randaman, and I told the folks, he said, I could preach till 11 o'clock. He says, but when you leave, make sure you turn out the lights and lock the doors. Glory to God. God is good, and I just appreciate the Lord tonight with all of my heart. And I'm still rejoicing from last week, and I'm still glad that I can report to you that my name's in the book. I'm going to sort of tie in tonight what I preached last Wednesday into what I'm going to preach tonight. Glory to God. And God is so good. And I'm thankful, glory to God, that my name's in the book. And I want to share this with you. I don't know that if I was dreaming a vision or what, but I want to share with you why I'm glad that my name is in the book. When my boys were young teenagers, I was having a lot of problems with my feet. And I thought, Lord, what am I going to do if I can't work? It was my job to unlock the factory, to turn off the alarm, and I got where I couldn't hardly walk across the floor. During all of this time, Lord of God, God, either I was dreaming or a vision. I don't know what, I'm not preaching it, but I just want you to see why I'm glad my name is in the book. I can remember in this thing, whether it's a vision or not, two angels had me. I saw my body and I was going up. And the thing that blessed me so, I kept saying, there's no pain. So you think about it, church, most of us are at an age that we aren't pain free, Lord of God, but can I tell you, beloved, if your name's in the book, one day that name's going to be called Ramahoshitahai. Glory to God, and your pain is going to be gone. Can I tell you that God's a great God? I'm struggling, trying to take care of my boys. Glory to God. And I thought, Lord, this prescription's, I think it was about $100. I said, I'm a Pentecostal preacher. Why am I going to have to take this medicine? And what I did, and I didn't intend, I needed to write an outline, but what I did, I took the back of a desk calendar and I wrote on it where the Bible says, with the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. And I changed the pronoun. And I said, with the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And every day I stood on that thing, and eventually it didn't come instantly. But I got up one day, beloved, and the pain was all gone. Hallelujah. God's still a healer tonight, church. There's nothing that our God cannot do if we only have faith and believe in Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is free. Glory to God. This wasn't on my outline or on my thoughts, but I thought sitting there when we was praying for this brother, glory to God, anchor it down. When God does something for you, you can rest assured, old slew foot. It's going to do everything He can to get you to doubt God. But God's a miracle God, isn't He? Glory to God. And I don't know why I hadn't thought about that in a long time, but I saw me. I was going. And this is what I could hear. It was an angel on both sides of me, and they said, do you want to keep going? I don't know if I'd have said yes, if I'd have kept going. I said, no, my boys need me. Glory to God. And it's a small world. Sister, you'll have to forgive me, but I learned this sister back there hung out, glory to God, the skating rinks the same time my two boys were. That used to be a once-a-week thing. I'd take them and dump them out and go back and get them. Glory to God. I don't want to ramble on. It'll be 7 o'clock before we know it. Glory to God. But I love the Lord tonight. I thought, glory to God, Lord, here you am. You're giving me something, and this is the cream of the crop on Wednesday nights. But we never know who's listening, right, brother? Glory to God. And I believe in obeying the Lord, don't you? So this is some thoughts that God has given to me. And I'm going to read tonight one verse of scripture out of the book of Psalms. Psalm 122, very familiar scripture. And what I want you to do as you're turning toward, I want you to stand with me if you're able to stand. Glory to God. And I'm going to do something that you may think is strange. But before I read the scripture, this is what I want you, church, to do. I want you, in your own words, in your own way, either out loud or to yourself, I want you to say, Lord, a little doubt tonight isn't going to do it. I brought my cup, and I'm going to lift it up, and I want you to fill it till it's overflowing. Glory to God. Will you do it? Mercy for God. We brought our cup. Fill our cups, Lord. Fill it with your presence. Fill it with your joy. Fill it with what we need tonight. Glory to God. Every individual in this house, fill our cups. Mercy for God. Not a little damn, Lord. We want to leave the house saying how good it has been to be in the house of God. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up, Lord, till it's overflowing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You see what this does? This will get rid of the devil. Then we can have church. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 122, verse 1. I'm sure all of us are familiar with this scripture. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, as I approach your throne tonight, I give you thanks that I'm privileged once again to stand behind this sacred desk and be able, mercy for God, tonight to minister your word. You know tonight, Lord, that I've come by faith. I don't have an outline. Lord of God, all I have is some thoughts that you put in my heart. And I'm asking you tonight, Lord, that you'll anoint me, Lord of God, and you give me the words, Father, that you want me to say. Might I say only the words, Lord, that you would say if you were standing here, Almighty God, behind this sacred desk. Hallelujah to God, and help me, Lord, never say anything that would hurt your people, Almighty God, but ever minister words of encouragement, words that will edify and lift up your people. Mighty God, in what you do here in this service, Lord, tonight, I'm going to praise you and give you thanks. For it's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I love the Lord tonight, and I can say in my ministry now I have more experience in evangelists that work than in pastor. But I'm going to put a plug in for our pastor tonight. Glory to God. I pastored enough to know that the average church member doesn't know how to appreciate, nor do they understand the sacrifice that a pastor has to do in order to pastor the flock. Glory to God. In the average home, husband and wife can sit down and eat and watch TV and spend time together. A real pastor, a lot of times, has to have an exceptionally good wife because she has to share him with the whole church. Glory to God. So we need to love our pastor, appreciate him, and pray daily for him, because can I tell you, a pastor is only human. Sometimes congregations think they're not human. They're not supernatural, just human. Glory to God. I just want to put that in. Glory to God. I want to talk tonight on this line of thought, the house of the Lord or the church. Glory to God. The psalmist said, I was glad. And I have been going over that one little word, glad. So, beloved, I ask tonight, glory to God, why did you come to church tonight? A lot of folks come out of habit. Some people come because this is what they're used to doing. Some people come from a lot of different reasons. Sometimes people come, glory to God, because they want to check you out. They want to see what you're wearing. They want to see how you're acting. They want to see what you're doing, glory to God. And I heard the story where the pastor's wife asked him after service, did you see Sister So-and-so, what she was doing? And two or three different people, she called their name out, and she asked her husband, did you see it? He says, no. She said, well, you didn't get anything out of the service, did you? Glory to God. So why did we come to church? The psalmist said, I was glad. Can I tell you, beloved, tonight, when the doors of this house is open, we ought to be glad that we can come into the house of God and worship Him. Glory to God. We are living tonight in a time like there's never been in America before. Glory to God. Our fathers, our grandparents, and those before them did not see what you and I are seeing. But can I tell you, in the corruption of this country, our doors are still open. And we can come and we can worship God. And there is no fear that no one is going to come and usher you off or kill you, beloved. Glory to God. And I may repeat, go back and forth, so I'm telling you tonight, church, with love in my heart, I am praying for the Thomasville Church of God, that everybody that comes to this church will so fall in love with Jesus Christ until they'll want to be in church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need church. Glory to God. I want to tell you that, church, the Bible teaches us, and a lot of folks don't realize, it is a command. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. It is a command. But can I tell you tonight, church, I would rather people come because they love Jesus than because He has commanded them. Glory to God. I want my wife to do for me because she wants to, not because I demand it. And I remember reading this article years ago. This lady got married. Her husband gave her a list of do's and don'ts. And I don't know, to cut it short, that marriage didn't last. So she remarried. And one day cleaning, she found that list. And she began to laugh. Everything her first husband demanded of her to do, she was doing. The difference was she was doing it out of love. And this is how we need to come into the house of God. It is a command that you come. God knows that you need church, beloved. Glory to God. As I stated, I may be going up and down, skipping it. I don't have it, no order. But I want to tell you tonight, church, that you that you need church more than church needs you. I have heard people over the years, I've had them come and tell me, brother, if it wasn't for me and for my family, the little church would go under. Can I tell you tonight, church, if a church is ordained of God, and I believe this one is, our pastor spoke of the man who came 93 years ago and started. If a church is ordained of God, if you decide you're not going to support the church, you're just going to take you and your little family out of it, can I tell you, the church is going to still function. The church is going to still go forward. It's not going to go under. But if you walk out of church and you stop going to church, you're going to go under. Glory to God. And beloved, how sad it will be for those who once knew the goodness of God and then lost it. Glory to God. So a lot of people don't realize it. You need church more than church needs you. And can I tell you, we're coming closer to the end. I believe this dispensation of grace is winding down. Glory to God. The stage is being set more tonight than ever before for the coming of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And beloved, can I tell you, if we really knew how close he was, I believe this church would be packed out tonight. Glory to God. Can I tell you, I grew up in a church. Sunday morning was full. Sunday night was full. Wednesday night was full. Glory to God. Wasn't a church this big, but we ran over 100 people in that little country church. They added Sunday school rooms at the back. When we had revival, they fixed it so they could open the doors. The church filled up. People stood outside. People came to church. My mother said in revival, she said in her terminology, I didn't hardly have shifted clothes. In other words, she didn't have a lot of clothes to wear. She said, but I wouldn't have missed a service for nothing. Because she said, I didn't know what God was going to do. We need to love church. We need to come with anticipation. Glory to God. We need to come to see what good things God's going to do for us. Glory to God. You see, God's house should be a place where the believer joyfully experiences intimate communion with the Lord. Think about it. Glory to God. In the book of Matthew, it tells us in chapter 18 and verse 20. Glory to God. Jesus says where two or three comes together, he says, I'm going to be in the midst. Aren't you glad he didn't say if it's 100 or if it's 150 or if you got a big offering for me? Glory to God, and I don't want to kick against singers, but there's a lot of gospel singers, even a lot of ministers today, that before you get them, you got to give them a big sum of money up front. I pastored a little church in this group. They wanted me to get to come and sing, and the brother said, we got to have $500. I pastored a little church running 40 and 50, sometimes 60 people. He said, get a bunch of churches and come together, then call me back. I thought, he is not who we need anyway. Glory to God. If you got to pay him to come, glory to God, I thought, I don't need him. But aren't you glad God's not that way? He's not standing out there saying, if you give me so much money, then I'll come. No, it don't matter. He said, if it's just two or even three, he said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the midst, glory to God. That's why we need to come to church, beloved, because God is going to meet with us. Thank you, Lord. And I want to share this thought with you that I have been so puzzled for years over this line of thought. You think about it, and I know some of us, it's probably been a long time, but you remember before you got married how you wanted to be with that spouse. Think about it. Glory to God. You wanted to do everything you could to be there. You talk to anybody that knows Jesus Christ, and they'll tell you they want to be his bride. Then I wonder, you have a date, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and you don't love your groom enough to come out to where he is going to meet you and be with you. I wonder, do you really want to be in his bride? Glory to God. Think about it. I want to be where Jesus is, don't you? Can I tell you, there's nothing out there but trouble and sorrow and heartache when you come into this church. Glory to God, when you come into the presence of God, there is love, there is unity. There's no big I's and little U's. Glory to God, it don't matter if you make $100,000 a year or if you make $10,000. We can come as one. Glory to God, but out there is a totally different story. I used to tell the folks, why are you in such a hurry to get back out there where the devil is? I'm a firm believer. When you come in this place and we come in one mind and one accord and we focus our thoughts on him, old Slewfoot's going to have to stay outside. Glory to God, and can I tell you, all of us have troubles. I used to tell my little group, don't bring your troubles in the house of God. Leave them out there. Let the devil stay out there with your problems. Glory to God. If you don't, you can let him ride right in on your shoulder. And he won't get anything out of the service. Glory to God. I don't believe in dragging on the service, and I'm not emphasizing making a service long. But my thought when I used to pastor that little church, I used to tell my folk, how would you like it? You and your wife go out and you order a big old steak and baked potato and the whole, you know, all that goes with it. You got about half of your steak eaten and the waiter comes and says, I'm sorry, your time's up. You got to get up. We got another group that's coming. You got to leave and you got to go. Glory to God, can I tell you, we have put a time limit on God. Glory to God. We need to come in here. We need to worship God. Church, we're living a terrible time. Glory to God. Look at what's going on. So many people are sick. So many people are afflicted. Can I tell you, our God's still a healer tonight. If the church will get where the church ought to be with God, can I tell you, we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Glory to God. Church, we're a Pentecostal church. We're a Bible-believing church. We believe the Bible is the inspired word of God. And if we walk where we ought to be, we won't need to run to the doctor every time you turn around. God's still a healing God. Think about it. The Bible said Peter had such an anointed, just the shadow of Peter falling on the people brought healing and brought deliverance. God is still a healing God. Glory to God. We need church. Glory to God. Because here is where the Lord is going to meet us. So how should we come to church? I'm going to tell you, beloved, you should not say, oh my, it's Wednesday night, I got to go to church. If I don't go to church, they're going to think I backslid. If I don't go to the church, that preacher might be calling me, want to know, where are you? So I'm going to go. That's the wrong motive. Glory to God. You ought to come because you love Jesus. And he said, I'm going to be there. You ought to come to be with him. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, glory to God, that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, who despised, glory to God, he endured the cross and all of the shame that he did. He did it for the joy that was set before him. Can I tell you that joy is twofold? Jesus knew when it was all over, he was going back and sat down with the Father. But I like the second part. Jesus knew when it was all over, he was going to bring to man a perfect plan of salvation. Think about it. God created man to worship him. In the Garden of Eden, man had a choice, and he chose the wrong thing, and that fellowship was broken. So Jesus endured it because he knew, beloved, that you and I could be reconciled back to God. We could have fellowship with him, and the Spirit of God would come and dwell within us. What love. Glory to God. When we think about it, Jesus was in heaven. All of heaven worshiped him. All of the angels praised him. Yet he loved humanity so much, he emptied himself, got off of his throne, and came down to earth sorrow. And all he went through was sorrow. He came to a people that didn't want him. They rejected him. They mocked him. They made fun of him. They beat him. They spit upon him. They crucified him, and they poked fun of him hanging on the cross. But Jesus knew if he didn't open his mouth, one day you and I could be saved. One day you and I could share heaven with him. Glory to God. When we think about he loves us so much and he is saying, come, glory to God. He wants to meet with us in church. Glory to God, and yet, beloved, we're living in a time a little dab will do it. Some folks come Sunday morning, some once a month, glory to God, and they think they've done God a great honor by just showing up, glory to God. You ought to come because you love Jesus Christ. You ought to come, glory to God, and say, Lord, I love you. I've come to worship you. I've come to lift up your name. I'm coming, glory to God, because you loved me so much that you died for me, glory to God. And every time I've had a problem, you've come to my rescue, glory to God. When I was sick and burning up with a fever, and I called on your name, you brought healing to me. You brought deliverance to me. When I had a financial problem, didn't know how I was going to pay my bill, you brought forth the answer to me, glory to God. That's why you ought to come to the house of God. Glory to God, because you just love Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm a funny man. If you don't think so, you ask Judy. But I tell her all the time, I don't want you to do one thing for me you don't want to do. Glory to God, because I tell her I'm not helpless. I can do anything I really need to do, but I like it when she waits on me. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, I took a class that taught us that men are the head. Some men misunderstand. They think being the head means the wife is a slave. No, she's not. Glory to God. In fact, boy, I thought this long, and they taught me in Bible college, it is not 50-50. It's 100-100. Husband needs to learn his role, the wife hers. And they need to give it 100%. They also taught me, because the man is the head doesn't mean he's better. A lot of times, women would be better. But it is God's order. God said it that way. Glory to God. Well, I didn't know I was going to get off on a marriage thing here. Glory to God. But he should be first. Can I tell you tonight, church, I love him. Glory to God. He's done so much for me. When we think about it, we're saved because of the goodness of God. I want you to follow this thought. It is God who opened your eyes that you saw you were lost. Think about it. God is the one who opened your understanding and you realize, I'm lost. If I die in this condition, I am going to a terrible place. And it is God who showed you that there was a Savior. And there, I want you to know that it was God who gave you the faith to believe and to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Glory to God. Church, will you not agree with me? We're so far behind on coming together and worshiping Him. Where would you be tonight without Him? Glory to God. We would be worse than a ship without a sail. We would be tossed to and fro. But I'm glad tonight that I'm not tossed to and fro. I know in whom I have believed. And I believe He is going to keep what I've committed unto Him against that day. And one day He's going to call my name. And this barefoot country boy is going to walk the streets of that city. Glory be unto God. Think about it. I don't know about country boys today, but we boys, glory to God, we wore the most broke ends, glory to God, church time. But rest of the time, we were barefooted, glory to God. And I thought when I first took off the most broke ends, I could run across that plowed field. Felt like I could just fly. I had the weight off of my feet. Glory to God. And I think about it. I may never stand high in society. I could probably walk down one side of Main Street and Thomasville down the other and never find one person that knows who Charles West is. Glory to God. I grew up in the eastern part of the state. Years back, I've gone and walked up and down in the town, never saw one person that knew me. Glory to God. The world may never know me. I will never be in the spotlight. They may never have me on TV as some great celebrity, as some great thing, but can I tell you that all of heaven knows who Charles West is? Uramushitahai. Glory to God. And can I tell you that means more to me than all the money you could pile up and bring and set on my front porch. Glory to God. I'm not worried about the money because the Lord promised us that He would take care of us. The psalmist said, I once was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed of begging bread. This is why I encourage people, don't look to Washington for your answer. Glory to God. The psalmist said, I lift my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? He said, my help comes from the Lord. Glory to God. If you look to Him, this country may go wonder, but the same God that fed Elijah with the raven, that fed Israel with the manna, will send food to you. He will take care of you until He says it's enough and He takes you home. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we need church. We need to love church. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I sit down. I still get my sermons the old-fashioned way. I pulled out all kind of books last night, and I thought, something just said, just preach what I give you. So I have two or three little scriptures down. But that's about all that I have. And I probably have been preaching up and down. But can I tell you, not church, I can leave tonight and I can say it's been good to be in the Lord's house. It's been good to be with God's people. Glory to God. You see, when we come to church, we'll find a place of love. There's not a lot of love out there. Glory to God. There's a lot of lust out there, but not a whole lot of love out there in the world. Here, beloved, when we come together, we can comfort one another. We can lift up one another. And can I tell you, I don't know of anybody that can really put their finger on it and tell you why. But there is a strength that you draw in church when you assemble together that you cannot draw nowhere else. And can I tell you, there's an enemy out there. Jesus said He's come to steal, to kill, and destroy. He don't ever quit. He don't never give up. So what you need is to come every service and say, Lord, I brought my cup. Fill it up. give me enough that when I see the devil, I can shake my fist at him and say, you can huff and you can puff, but you'll never blow this whole board down because I'm anchored. Hallelujah. On a sure foundation. Hallelujah. And the winds from you, oh, slew foot, is never going to blow me over. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel so good tonight. Can I tell you, beloved, I thought that I've shared and I'm just giving you what God's given. When I was a boy, kids don't know about this anymore. My mother made chocolate cakes for that old beta. We kids would stretch our tongue till we'd almost stretch it out trying to lick all that chocolate. And I told folks, I said, you know what? That chocolate was good, but we hadn't yet tasted the cake. So what we're feeling tonight is like licking the chocolate off of that egg beater. We haven't eaten into that cake yet. Can you just imagine, folk, what's waiting for the child of God on the other side? Glory to God. When we sat down at that table, glory to God, there in the presence of God, I want to be there, don't you? I want to be at the banqueting table. I want to be wherever Jesus is. Glory to God. And I want him to know, as long as I'm here, that I love him and I appreciate him. I think about it. I grew up, as far as the world was concerned, just a poor boy. We didn't have hardly anything. That little house I lived in, we could feed the chickens through the cracks in the floors. Glory to God, it was so bad when my brother was born, one of my brothers was born, my daddy took tar paper. If you know what old tar paper is like, they put it on the barn, and he put it inside the house, keep my mother from freezing to death in that little shack. We didn't have much, but can I tell you, we had what a lot of homes today don't have, and that's a home of love. I grew up with a home that had love in it. A mother and a daddy that took us to church. Growing up, it was no decision. You knew church you were going. Glory to God. And my mother fought TV. Finally, when I was about 13 or 14, my daddy bought one. And when we kids was watching it, it didn't matter what we was watching. How close you were to the climax, at a certain time, every night, my mother would say, turn off the TV. It's time to read the Bible. Can I tell you, it was hard being mad with mama not letting her know it, because my mother would say, if you get mad, I'll make you read a chapter. I didn't like it then, but can I tell you, my mother instilled in me what's important. Hollywood is not important. Glory to God. What's important is Jesus Christ. Knowing him. Glory to God. I hope. Glory to God. I'm going to finish before 7. I've done pretty good, right? Glory to God. I do love the Lord. And it is my heart's desire. I know I'm near here. I haven't even yet joined. I don't know if the pastor even wants me to join or not, but I haven't joined the church yet. But wouldn't it be great? I stood in the choir Sunday and I looked out at all the people this year. Wouldn't it be great Wednesday night? We'd see all them folk here. I know sometimes people are sick, sometimes people work, sometimes people are hindered. Glory to God. But as I talked about the pastor, and I'm going to try to close if I can, you may think I'm meddling, but you think on this thought, how would the church feel come Sunday morning? Brother Green says, you know, I don't feel good. I don't think I'm not coming to church this morning. Wednesday night, if he says, you know, I'm tired, I think I'll just lay around the house tonight. If he did that, the church would soon be wanting a new pastor, wouldn't they? But can I tell you, with my experience of pastoring, you're breaking the pastor's heart when he loves you. Glory to God. And he's preparing. God's given him a meal to feed you. And you don't come and enjoy that meal. Think about it. Brother Cumbo told me years ago, he said, it's kind of hard. He said, I'll spend 8 hours on a sermon, then my folk won't come and listen to me preach. It's like, ladies, wouldn't it be terrible for you to prepare a big meal and nobody show up to eat it? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You pray. If he asks me again, that I'll have an outline and I won't preach up and down and here and there and ever which way. But I just got stuck on the psalmist said, I was glad. That thought just has been ringing over and over and over. And can I tell you that when you have sometimes like me, very stressful days, some folk don't understand. I'm 76 years old. I still work 9 and 10 hours a day on a job. Sometimes it's very stressful. Every year we have to take a test. It takes 45 minutes to an hour listening to lectures on that computer. And they're telling you all about hackers and all those terminologies that they use. And then you got to take a test. I took that thing, I kept making 70. You got to make an 80 to pass. And the general manager called and said, how much longer are you going to be here? Because I'm staying late in the afternoon because I got to wait till nobody's bugging me to take that test. Finally, when I said, Lord, you got to help me, I'm going to throw this thing out in the yard. I passed it, brother. What I wanted to say is, when you've had such a stressful day, and seems like nothing for you has gone right for you. And I'm sure all of us have those days. What we ought to start saying is, thank God it's Wednesday. Thank God I can go to church tonight. And when I walk through those doors, all these problems, all this aggravation can be rolled away. Because when I get inside, Jesus is going to be there. Glory to God. Let us fall in love with him. Let us hunger to come and be with him. I'd rather be with him any day than the devil, hadn't you? Glory to God. God bless you tonight. I could just meddle on and on and on. But I'm excited because I'm a child of God. And he's keeping me alive. And he's blessing me. When I need him, he's always there for me. And when I think I'm a nobody compared to God, but he loves me so much. Till he put my name in that big old book and he's preparing a place for me. Glory to God. Not a jackleg carpenter, the best carpenter's ever been is building it for us, church. Glory to God. Come on, Brother Green. Lord bless you tonight.
Wes, let him know how much you appreciated that word. I was thinking to myself as he was preaching, I can't help but think about me because I don't know your story. I got saved in church. Amen. On a Sunday morning, I got sanctified in church on a Wednesday night. We don't use that word much anymore. We'll preach on that later. I got filled with the Holy Ghost at a camp meeting service under Ray H. Hughes on a Saturday night. I'm glad that God let me go to church. Church has been all Sherry and I've known all of our marriage. Even before we had children, we went to church. It was a priority when we were just youngins. And it's still a priority today. What Brother West don't know is, I started to lay out tonight, brother. I didn't feel good. I started to stay on the couch. I said, you know what? I'm the pastor. I got to get myself together and be there. I'm glad I came. Because now I know I'm not guilty. I feel better than I have been feeling. Amen. Don't you love the Lord tonight? So good to have Janice. She's back in.